Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Big one. It is a big one. Welcome on in. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494 on one of the biggest football Fridays of the year. The Eagles, the Lions on Sunday, a whole lot of drama leading in. The path to the one seed crystallizes itself this Sunday. I can't wait for this game. The game we thought we were getting last year in the NFC Championship game. We're getting it here at the Link on Sunday. It's a football Friday. We got a lot to get to. Good morning, Hugh Douglas.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. Hey, listen, just as a side. Well, first of all, today I'm not going to recklessly speculate.
Oh, okay.
But
we'll see about that.
It's only 10:02. I mean,
but I just want to say if you're leaving, just leave. You know, like a lot of people like to announce when they're leaving.
Oh, yeah.
Just leave.
I mean, nobody,
yeah, nobody needs to know you're leaving.
Quietly withdraw?
Yeah, just leave. I mean, if you're going to leave, just leave. Because, you know, people like to announce when they're leaving or what they're not doing.
Sure.
Like, when you announce it, you're announcing it to people that probably didn't care in the first place.
Well, it's looking for attention.
Yeah, yeah. Like, that's basically what it is. So just remember that. When you announce that you're leaving, that's your way of raising your hand, talking about look at me, so just leave.
All right, fellas, see you.
All right. And that's enough for Kyle. All right, 215-592-9494. Let's get into it. There's been a lot of people the last couple of days like, come on, guys, why are we just talking about the A.J. Brown thing? We have a huge game against the Lions. All right, let's talk about it. It is a huge game. It is the biggest game the Eagles have had on the schedule to date. It's probably going to be the biggest one they have until the postseason, considering the stakes here of the game. If the Eagles win this game on Sunday, their chances to be the one seed jump in a huge way. And the path to back to the Super Bowl crystallizes. The game is here. It's at home. It's against a hungry Detroit team. And, Hugh, there's a lot of weird vibes this week, right? There's a lot of weird vibes around this game.
A lot of stuff going on.
A lot of stuff going on. A lot of drama this week. But you know what? For me, that's when the Eagles tend to play their best football. I think back to last year, the last time it was probably this loud around A.J. Brown, that was the Jalen Hurts, is this what y'all wanted to see game. That was the game where the passing game woke up. That's the game where the Eagles blew out the Steelers, and away they went. And as I look forward to the game on Sunday, I mean, anyone that's listened to our show the last 3 years knows I think highly of the Lions. I think highly of that coach and the team, and they're well-built, and they're tough, and all those kind of things. But I expect the Eagles to beat them on Sunday. The Eagles are at home. The Eagles are coming off a game where their defense played their best football of the year. And as I look at the game on Sunday, yes, I respect the hell out of the Lions, and they're good and all that kind of stuff. But if this game was played 5 or 6 weeks ago, I probably would have picked the Lions. It's not. It's played now. Jalen Phillips is here. Nolan Smith is here. And if there's one thing the Lions don't handle well, it's the pass rush. Jared Goff is really good, except when he's pressured. The pressure we got on Monday, we get that again. We're going to win the football game. 5 weeks ago, we weren't stopping the run. Now we got N'Kobe Dean back. We can handle the Lions' running game. The game is here. It's outdoors. Not in their building. Not in a dome. It is here. And when the drama gets ratcheted up, the Philadelphia Eagles play their best football. The Eagles are 2.5-point favorites. I expect them to do what they almost always do. They're going to win. The Eagles are going to win the football game on Sunday. I expect an Eagles victory over the Detroit Lions on Sunday. Not going to be easy. It's going to be hard. There's going to be tough moments. But in the end, the Eagles usually find a way to win these football games. I'm picking the Eagles to win this game on Sunday. 215-592-9494. That is how you hop aboard. The matchup tells me it's an Eagles night on Sunday. Let's go, Hugh Douglas. What are we feeling?
Are you asking?
What? Do you expect the Eagles to win the game on Sunday?
No. I don't. I know.
Get the hell out of here.
I need y'all to listen to what I'm about to say. Because a lot of times y'all don't. Mm. And you want to put your little personal feelings into.
Here we go.
No, I'm just saying, I'm not browbeating anybody. I'm just trying to frame it in a way that it don't really matter because you're not going to hear what I'm saying anyway. I feel like when you talk to this Eagle squad, when you hear people talk about the Eagles, that is, mm-hmm. they have not played their best football. So when I hear that, that tells me that, you know, they're still striving to have that perfect game. They've been winning a lot of football games. They are the Alabama of the NFC. And what I mean by that is this. Their talent has been head and shoulders above everyone else that they've played up until this point, that the warts and the little, you know, the stuff that they're not doing right has not cost them football games.
Mm-hmm.
I felt like this weeks ago, and somebody tried to tell me, oh, they're not playing well. Okay, now this is a prove-it moment. The Detroit Lions are coming here with two things going for them. They have an explosive offense.
Sure do.
They score at least 30 points a game, and I know somebody wants to point out the fact that they haven't done that the last couple weeks, but they've had five games.
Well, last week with Campbell taking the play calling offer, they did.
They've had five games. Where they've scored, at least four touchdowns a game or something like that?
Well, and last week with Campbell doing the play, you know, doing the play call, Hugh, they didn't punt. They had, I think, five touchdowns, three field goals, and then just got out of the game.
Man, I feel like they're coming in here with something to prove. They got to ask the grind because they feel like they were slighted. They feel like they should have been in the Super Bowl, and we weren't. I mean, we were, and they weren't. This is going to be a tough game, man. Coming off a tough game against the Green Bay Packers. They're coming in here loaded, man. They're coming in here locked and loaded, and they're trying to prove a point. I think Detroit gets this one.
Detroit Douglas, Motown Q in the building. In the building.
I've been sitting on this one for the last couple weeks because this is by far, when you talk about talent, offensive talent, they match ours. And some would even say their talent is better when you talk about what Jahmyr Gibbs has been. And I know some people are like, oh, we got Saquon Barkley. Listen. All due respect to Saquon, but he ain't running like Jahmyr Gibbs running. I mean, that's a fact. If you watch football, you know what I'm talking about. This is going to be a tough game, and the way that they attack you. The one thing, when you're playing defense and you have a team that runs the play, you know, everybody talk about the quarterback and what he can't do, and if you get pressure on him, you have to respect play action.
Absolutely.
They are a good play action team. And when you play action as a defensive lineman, you have to check and make sure, especially with these two running backs, you have to check and make sure they ain't got the football.
Yeah, that you're right. And look, if Goff has time, we'll have some trouble slowing them down. We've seen that for years now. But I do believe, and that's why I said if it was five weeks ago, Kyle would be pissed back there because we'd both be on the same page. But it's not 5 weeks ago. N'Kobe Dean is back. The Eagles' run defense has gone to a different level with N'Kobe Dean. I think that can make the Lions one-dimensional. Jalen Phillips is here. Nolan Smith is here. That was the best Eagles pass rush I've seen since last year, this past Monday night. If it was 5 weeks ago and there's no Nolan, and there's no Jalen Phillips, Goff would have all day to rip us apart. I just think the matchup is better now than it has been in a long time.
Their offensive line is banged up because you got Taylor Decker
and
Penei Sewell. But, man, I'm telling you.
Yes! Come on, Detroit Douglas.
Yeah, but that running game, we haven't seen a running game like this.
We probably haven't. But here's the bottom line. The Eagles play a lot of tough games and a lot of games that are close and all that kind of stuff. They usually find a way to win. The game is here. Also, the Lions play the fourth most man coverage in the NFL, Jalen, and this passing game is way better against man than zone. Eagles are going to win this game. The Eagles, when the drama gets ratcheted up, the Eagles play their best football. Think about last year. Think about what we felt about the offense after the game against the Rams in the playoffs, and they scored 55 on the Commanders. Eagles win on Sunday. 215-592-9494. Kyle, what are you feeling here as the Eagles get ready to play the Detroit Lions?
Yeah, a little bit worried. Mm-hmm. Worried that we lost Hugh Douglas again. Put the fries in the bag,
Put
Hugh.
Put the fries in the bag,
Put the fries
Hugh.
In the bag. Put the Dan fries Campbell in the bag. Is a fraud.
Let's see, but that's a lot.
A liar.
That might be true.
And a fake tough guy.
I told you that the other day.
Yep.
Fake tough guy.
Jared Goff, also a liar and a loser and a coward.
Fake tough guy is strong.
Eagles are the team to beat, dude. Eagles are the team to beat. You think the Lions had this game circled on their calendars? You don't think the Eagles did too?
Ooh.
The Eagles,
what do you say to that one,
Eagles
Douglas?
Knew that they dodged the Lions in the playoffs last year. Come on, Hugh. We're going to kill them. I'm with Joe, though. Like, you know what? When all this drama happens with the Eagles, what I've come to know about this team, they always respond.
They lock in.
That's this group.
They do lock in.
And come on, Douglas.
I'll commend them for the way that they handled this week. See, this has been more, I think this has been more of a distraction for the people outside the building than it has been for the people inside.
I agree. They generally find a way to block this nonsense out.
But
the players.
But this Detroit Lions team is locked in.
Yeah, they are a formidable opponent. I mean, this could be a preview of the NFC Championship game. 215-592-9494. Do you expect the Eagles to win this football game on Sunday? We'll start there. Let's hear from Jason Kelce talking about this matchup against the Detroit Lions.
They have great players. The mindset and how they play is very I love everything about this team, to be honest with you, who we're playing, and Dan Campbell. I think the Eagles actually match up pretty well with them, if I'm being honest. I think that they like to play man coverage on defense. They challenge you. I think that if they're going to do that, hopefully A.J. Brown can get some big catches. Now, their D-line is back and healthy. Like, they're pretty loaded up front now. Lee McNeil's back. Obviously, Aiden Hutchinson is playing really well. So the offensive line is going to have to come to play. They have great linebackers. But I just think offensively we're going to have a good day. I really do think that. I think defensively we're coming off our best performance, and they're going to need to repeat something like that. I think offensively we're going to have to put up some points to keep up with Detroit, most likely. I think Detroit will score. They're a very good offense.
He's right. I mean, he's right about that. The part he brought up about the man coverage, I think, is huge. When the Eagles get man coverage, that's when A.J. does his work. That's when Devontae, because Jalen dominates man coverage. Zone, he doesn't see it, and he holds it all. This is the kind of defense they can move the football. Now, it's probably going to take 28 or 30 points. And after what you saw Monday, I understand why there's probably trepidation out there. I believe the Eagles are going to find a way to win this football game on Sunday night. 215-592-9494. Do you expect a win by the Eagles on Sunday over the Lions? I do. Detroit Douglas over here does not. Where do you come down? All right. You mentioned, Hugh, the Lions are coming loaded for bear. They are ready, locked and loaded for this football game. Listen to what Aiden Hutchinson, their star pass rusher, said. You rarely hear players in the middle of a season against a non-divisional opponent use these kind of words. Here's Hutchinson.
We've had this one on our calendar. We've been looking at this one on our calendar for a long time. So coaches are going to have us ready. We're going to be ready for this game. And we really see this as a must win. I mean, ultimately, where we see ourselves as a team, you know, we every year the standard is to battle for that number one seed, you know, and they're one of those teams that we're going to battle with. So that's why it's a must win in my eyes.
They're not running from it.
I love that. I love to hear him say that because I remember that hunger. You know what I mean? Mm. That's that hunger we had when we were trying to make our bones in the NFL. And to hear him say that, man, it's because I know y'all going to tease me about it. It's not fear. It's respect. It's respect for the road they've been down because we've been there. You know, we lost it. It was the first year. I forgot who we lost to. I think it was the Giants or whatever.
We were trying to make 2000.
Yeah, the Giants went to the Super Bowl. They beat us.
2000.
They beat us three times that year, right? So I know that hunger. I know what that feels like. And it's like, you know, you go through the season and you play the game, but you're looking at that one team that, you know, that people say is the class of the NFC that won the Super Bowl, and it's a measuring stick for you. And when you talk about the way that they've been playing, a lot of people talk about, oh, well, you know, the way that they practice and the way that they play it, they're probably going to run out of gas. They might, but that's the kind of physical game this is going to be. They're coming to play. It's going to be a tough one. It's going to be a tough one, no doubt.
It's cute. That's cute. How many teams? How many teams do you think circled the Eagles
all
on their schedule this season?
They're Super Bowl champs.
Chiefs, took down the Bucs, took down the Rams.
Packers in Lambeau on
Lions
a Monday night.
Next. Might get luck. Lions Den, we're Daniel, baby. Unharmed.
Pass rush is revved up. The run defense is better. They play a lot of man coverage. The Eagles are going to win this football game. We didn't even mention the weather. It's a dome team playing outside. Real feel of 31.
I'm just going to say
real feel of 31.
I hope I'm wrong.
Did you forget that?
No, I
did. It's going to be cold on Sunday night. All right, 2-1.
You know I ain't forgot.
215-592-9494. That is how you hop in. This is a simple one. Do you expect the Eagles to win this football game? I do. And you used the word respect. I respect. I was the original Lions guy on the show. I got heat for it for a year. You've taken that mantle. I mean, you are Detroit Douglas now. I respect the hell of the Lions.
I try to analyze things.
Yeah, well, that's wonderful. The Eagles are going to win. There's my analysis.
Take a poo-poo all over.
DeMond in Delco is up. What's up, DeMond?
Good morning, fellas. Happy Friday.
Happy football Friday. It's a big one, DeMond. What are you feeling?
Listen, first of all, I want to say something to y'all, man. I was excited on hold and everything, right, until I heard the ball – Detroit Douglas speak. He's killing me this morning. Dude, what is going on with you, bro? This is killing me, man. First, I think you a Dallas fan. Now you're a Detroit fan. What's going on, Hugh?
DeMond, you know I have a tremendous amount of respect for you, dog, right? I can't lie to you. I am telling you what I think. I hope I'm wrong.
Okay,
you know,
bro.
But this is what I think is going to happen.
And I understand your feelings, right? But do you understand this? We had a circle just like they had a circle. All we've been hearing for the last 2 years is how tough, how decent these dudes supposed to be. They got the best line. Remember that conversation? Remember all the stuff we've been hearing about these dudes? You don't think that we ready for this game? We are the Super Bowl champs, Hugh.
Yeah, you are. And you're playing against a team who felt like they should have been the Super Bowl champs, or at least played in the Super Bowl.
But guess what? They didn't play like it. They got smacked.
They did.
By our little brothers. They got smacked by our little brothers, Hugh. You remember that?
You know what? But, DeMond, do you remember they were decimated with injuries all last year? That defense, they had like 13 people on IR, and they were able.
Mm-hmm.
They were still able to get to that game and play in that game. They're healthy now. DeMond, DeMond, listen.
Ahead,
you feel the way you feel. You're asking me to tell you and explain to you where I'm coming from, but you're not letting me. You're giving me how you feel this game is going to go. Tell me why you think it's going to go that way. Give me facts about why you think the Eagles are going to beat the Detroit Lions. And don't talk about because we got hard or anything like that. Tell me why you think they're going to beat the Detroit Lions.
Okay, first of all, Jalen right now, his numbers are outstanding when he's under pressure under the big games.
Outstanding numbers. I push back on that, but be my guest. Go for it.
Touchdown, interception ratio, turnover, all that. We the best right now in the league. Are we not the best right now?
You mean the best what? Touchdown. Oh, you're talking about protecting the football. Yeah, you're up there. You're up there pretty high.
Absolutely. That wins football games.
Mm-hmm.
Also, our defense is coming on strong right now. We got pass rushers. Phillips. We got my man back, number three. We got BG back, and man, we're going to smoke these boys, man. And I love you to death, you. I don't understand why you feel like this about our boys, because I ain't going to kick you out the club yet. I'm still going to say you with us. It's our boys, but this one right here is a hard pill to swallow.
And you know what, DeMond, with all due respect, I asked you to give me facts, and you really didn't give me anything.
I just gave you a fact.
No, you didn't.
Turnover ratio.
Who's the top? Name me one of the top offenses in the NFL right now. Who you think is at the top? Who's the number one offense in the NFL right now?
Who has they been playing?
DeMond, I ain't asked you that. Did not ask you that.
Detroit's one of them, Hugh.
And this is the best. This is the best offense this new defense, this new vaunted defense is going to face.
Yeah, this is the best offense we've seen since the Rams.
They're going to face. And guess what? We're the best defense they're going to face.
Tell them, DeMond. Tell them.
I can't wait, dude. I can't wait. I love y'all, man. Have a great day.
You got it, DeMond. We appreciate it.
This is
the best offense we've seen all year.
This is
the
thing.
Yeah, that I agree with you on.
Here's the reality of this is that this isn't the best defense that they're going to face. They lost to Green Bay. Green Bay was the best defense they faced so far this year.
Yeah, no, I'm saying it's the best offense we've seen.
No, I'm saying, but DeMond talking about this is the best defense. Green Bay
probably
was a better defense.
Yep.
But here's the thing. I don't mind you disagreeing with me about my take about this. Nobody. But when I sit here and give you facts about why I feel the way that I feel, do me the respect and tell me exactly why you feel. I don't want to hear about your passion because I'm passionate too. I understand that every Eagles fan that we come in contact with on a daily basis is passionate. I don't need your passion. I need your your logic on how you think this game is going to go.
So a couple things. Let me throw a couple logical things out there, right? Besides just we're going to yell and scream and have fun all day. If this game was played a month ago, I think we'd be in big trouble. But since Nakobe got back, our run defense is way better.
Much better.
So that could make them a little more one-dimensional, right? So that's one part of it.
Potentially.
Potentially. I mean, they'll still be able to get some runs, but we're better against the runs since Nakobe got back. The other thing is, again, I think Goff's really good. And I've thought that for a long time. I used to get ripped because I said I'd like Goff better than Wentz. People thought I was crazy. He's obviously had a better career. But when he's pressured, he's not the same, right? He can't move. He's like a throwback to when you play. There's not many Jared Goffs anymore. When he's on time, he's really good. Jalen Phillips and Nolan coming back and the way Carter's played the last few weeks, the Eagles' pass rush is ready for this game. A month ago, Lions might have put up 40 on us. This game, I feel like we can hold them I'm not saying we're holding them to 17. We can hold them to 24. Hold them to 24, we're going to win the game.
I'm going to tell you, this is probably going to be the best play-action team we've played.
Yes, yes.
That's no doubt.
And they did it even more last week with Campbell calling the plays.
And I can tell you, to a man, play-action, number one in play-action, you always have to respect the run game. They run the hell out the football.
Mm-hmm.
They have two running backs that are home run hitters. So you're going to have, as a defensive line, you just can't keep, you're talking about putting pressure on the quarterback. They know this defensive line was hunting last week. They're going to do everything in their power to establish the run game first and make sure they keep it in manageable downs. Because just like I said, they have two running backs that can take it to the house. So as a defense, you have to respect that. So with that being said, and their offensive line is hurt, so they're going to run the hell out the play action. With that being said, as a defender, you have to read that key off the top. That's going to slow your pass rush down. This is going to be a tough game. I hope I'm wrong, but I don't think I am.
Well, it's going to be an awesome game. And I do think that the aggressiveness of both coaches are a huge factor. Sirianni's got to be more aggressive in this game. None of these cowards draws. Because Campbell's not coming in here running draws on 3rd and 10. 215-592-9494. We got to get Hugh on the right side. Let's got to get this guy right today. What's your gut telling you? It's a huge game. It is a huge game on Sunday. My gut tells me the Eagles are going to win this football game. I expect him to win the game. Where do you come down? I expect it. Hugh does not. Your call's next. And did Big Dom save the season? We'll catch up on that story from yesterday and let you hear from some of the Eagles on the A.J. Brown situation. 215-592-9494. Plus, ComboCon, a great giveaway today. We'll tell you all about it next. Midday show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
And we're off and running.
How you doing over there?
I'm good, man. You know, my DM's on fire with all these emotional people.
2 days in a row?
Man, listen.
Look at you.
Listen. I slept good last night. Plan on sleeping good tonight.
You know what they're probably saying to you people. I haven't looked yet, but I'm guessing there's probably a couple fire Hugh chants in there.
I say this with all due respect. Mm-hmm. My job isn't to make you feel all warm and fuzzy inside. Nope. That's your significant other's
That's
job.
Right.
My job is to sit here in this chair and tell you how I feel about certain football.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Ball games and analyze.
Absolutely.
Stuff. That's what I do.
One of us.
And my job is to sit here and be the football guy on the show and tell you that the Eagles are going to beat a dome team on Sunday.
That means I got to put the fries in the bag. I don't know why, but that just tickles me to death.
All right, 215-592-9494. Do you expect the Eagles to win the football game on Sunday? Of course I do. They are at home. They are favorites in the game. They are coming in with their best pass rush we've seen all year. They're coming in with their best run defense we've seen all year. They get a Lions team who's very good and very formidable, and I'm going to have to beat them again to get to the Super Bowl, but they get them here in Philadelphia. I think that is a difference in the football game. And I trust the Eagles to find a way with the pass rush they have right now with Vic Fangio. And I keep going back to this. Kelsey said it. The numbers are there. They play a lot of man coverage. That's what they do. The Eagles generally throw the ball better against man coverage. I think the matchup does favor them if Jalen and Devontae and maybe even AJ could connect a little bit on Sunday. 215-592-9494. All right. Before we go back to the phone lines here, a lot to talk about and a giveaway to tell everyone about. We got some big news coming out of Eagles practice yesterday.
What we got?
Douglas, how about this? I'm going to read you the very dramatic John Clark tweet. I loved it. Quote, today at Eagles practice, Big Dom got Eagles owner Jeffrey Lurie and A.J. Brown together, and it looked like they had a very good conversation about A.J.'s frustration, and they all want the offense to be better.
I mean, that's what everybody wants. I mean,
you
know,
don't seem moved. You don't seem moved. They got together.
No, they
talked.
I mean, Big Dom, that dude, man. But here. You're funny. I think that's what everybody wants. You know what's funny? I listen to everything that's coming out of the Eagles camp, right? And a lot of times, even on this show, people like to shoot the messenger because the message doesn't fit what they feel or makes them feel good,
well,
right?
That's the way this always works, yeah.
So I went back. There was a time, I think it was a couple weeks ago, Lane talked about the offense and how the offense hasn't been playing well. Jordan Mailata talks about how the offense hasn't been playing well. But because A.J. Brown has been the boy that cried wolf.
Well, that's it.
Exactly. But he's still in that locker room, and he's voicing his frustrations.
Right. But when they – so I'm just going to give you my perspective. When they talk about the offense. When he talks about his –
No, I get
him.
And I'm not absolving him or saying that he's wrong.
Yeah.
The way he's going about it is not the right way. But you get more upset – well, not you. I'm saying people get more upset about the way he's saying it, but he's saying the same thing that everybody else is saying.
What do you make of the Lurie thing? Is that something? Is it nothing? Is it just – like, is it?
Is that your way of telling me be quiet, Hugh, and get back on topic?
No, I just, I'm curious.
It kind of feels like that.
I'm just curious.
Okay, what do I feel? I think it's a nothing burger. You don't think? I think. Listen, I love John Clark. John Clark does a great job.
Felt a little staged to me. Whole thing.
That's what I'm saying. To me, this is a nothing burger.
I agree.
They've been talking about this all week long, man. They've been trying to lock in on this all week long. So that to me was something. To give the people that want to keep their head in the sand, make them feel better.
It felt very dramatic where, like, who knows what they talked about. He may have just said, AJ, can't wait for something. Like, was it a real talk about his frustrations in the middle of practice?
He probably said, "Hey, AJ, I know how you're frustrated, man. Hang in there.
Let's go. Let's go get it. Yeah, like
that's it. Let's go get this W."
Right. It felt more to me like a, "Hey, man, I love you. Let's go win a football game on Sunday."
It's a good thing that we gave the owner the opportunity and allowed him to speak to one of his players.
Well, he brought him down.
Yeah. Man, listen, Jeff used to be at practice all the time.
Yeah,
and Jeff spoke to everybody. So I just. When you said it, I didn't mean to not get off topic because I see that kind of bothered you.
No, I'm not bothered. I
asked you a question. You went up to this.
Well, I wanted you to give your take on that.
No, I didn't. That was my take. Nothing burger.
Yeah, okay. I'm with you.
Shout out to Big Dom too.
I don't think this moves
for holding this thing together.
Well, and John Clark for capturing the moment. I mean, that's journalism right there.
John Clark is all over.
He's
the place.
I love him.
He's winning. He's a hell of a reporter. No question.
215-592-9494. Let's go to Thomas in Broomall talking about Eagles and Lions. Hey, Thomas.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, Thomas.
What's up, Thomas? So about this game on Sunday, I think it's going to be close. I think it's going to be like a 24-20 game. You look at this team, you know. Before we even played this year, you know, we don't have back-to-back home games. You know, Saquon had that year last year. You know, the running game is so-so.
Mm-hmm.
You got the injuries on the O-line. So, and you got Brandon Graham retiring, now coming back. So, like, they dealt with so much stuff. And I get, you know, what AJ's saying. But, like, to add another thing that they have to talk about and worry about, you know, it's just not fair for the team. I'm glad the team's winning. You know, I just think that they'll win. I don't know what the point spread is. But,
It's 2.5 right
this
now.
Game
Eagles.
Tight.
2.5. So when you think about the home field, you know, basically they're FanDuel or wherever, they're telling us it's basically they're even teams.
Yeah. And the other thing is, too, like, I don't know if this makes any, you know, difference or not. Like, with the Lions and all, I don't – really, no. Like, I feel like, you know, they had a better record last year than they did when Hutchinson went out, didn't they? Or no? They're not quite as good as they were, right?
They are not quite as good as they were.
Last year, defensively.
Well, just last year they went 15-2. Mm-hmm. Right now they're 7-3, right? So they're good, but they're not quite as great as they were last year, which I think a lot of us expected that, right? Like, it's hard to go 15-2 in back-to-back seasons.
Yeah.
You think they're fraudulent?
I don't think they're fraudulent. I think they're good. Yeah.
I do.
Yeah. Kyle thinks they're frauds. The coach, the quarterback, all of them.
And liars.
Yeah, well, we'll get to
they
that.
They are a bunch of liars.
So you expected to win, Thomas?
24-20. I expect them to win.
24-20. All right, Thomas, man. Good phone call.
That's
appreciate
not a
it.
Blowout, but yeah.
Well, I don't think they're blowing the Lions out.
They're definitely not.
This is a close game. Yeah. But every Eagles game is kind of like this. Unless they play a bad team, like when they played the Giants a couple weeks ago, they're not going to blow most teams out. They don't have that kind of offense. So I do think they could create some explosives on Sunday against this Lions defense. I think we're going to see some points. This is not going to be like Monday night. This is not going to be 10-7. This is more likely to be 30-27 than 10-7.
Come on, Douglas. We're going to kill him.
No, I ain't going to kill him.
Dominate.
No, I ain't going to be no dominating. I can... Jahmyr Gibbs is a problem.
You were in baby blue to the game on Sunday?
Nah.
You better not. Silver.
I don't have baby blue. I don't have anything that's baby
silver.
Blue.
Silver. What is it? Or their Honolulu blue? Is that their blue?
Yeah.
Whatever
I don't have anything that
just color. Don't wear blue.
I definitely wouldn't do that.
Don't wear blue.
That's not my steez.
Well, I'm something.
It's salute to service. I might. You
it
know,
is salute to service.
If I get my salute to service shirt, I might wear that.
Well, you have one right there.
No, I'm talking about the new one. You know,
these
are kind of like, not. I don't have it yet, but I'm working on it. But these are like the, you know, I like these salute to service.
I do too. All right. 215-592-9494. Before we go any further, we do have a prize to give away. Can we do a little combo con here on the show?
Combo con!
Hugh, it is that time of the day. Combo con.
Combo con.
Presented by Jack Daniel's Tennessee Whiskey and Gerhard's Appliances. All right, so we have a qualifying prize to give away today. And if you win today's prize, you're automatically be entered for the grand prize. So the qualifying prize today, 2 Jack Daniel's Rocks glasses, a Jack Daniel's umbrella, golf tee pack, playing cards, along with a Weber grill brush courtesy of Gerhard's Appliances. So that's it. That's today's prize. And if you win today, you're automatically entered for the Weber grill, the Jack Daniel's Yeti cooler, and the Jack Daniel's cornhole set. Thanks to Gerhard's Appliances, the heart of the kitchen, for over 80 years, where Black Friday all month long with up to $1,000 of rebates, and Jack Daniel's Tennessee Whiskey, where you can find $3 off 750 milliliter bottles of Jack Daniel's Black Label and $3 off 1.75 liters of Gentleman Jack at your local fine wine and good spirits stores. And remember, celebrate responsibly. All right, so how about this? And we're going to get into a little Would You Rather with the Eagles coming up in a few minutes. But How about a would you rather for a combo con? So it's you know how the game works. Would you rather? You can throw two things at us. We have to pick what you would what we would rather pick of the two. It could be anything. It could be, you know, food. It could be life stuff. My kids are at the stage of life right now at 10 and 8 years old. We do a lot of would you rathers. Does Harper like would you rathers?
Nah.
I bet if you throw one at him, he'll like it.
He
we're at that stage
always,
now.
You know, he wants a, what do you call it, a bearded lizard. Mm-hmm. And he's always giving me, hey, Daddy, did you know that bearded lizards eat this or that?
Oh, he's in, like, he's in fact mode.
Yeah, he's in fact mode. Yeah. So he wants a bearded lizard.
Is he taking you to school?
Well, yeah, he is. He and it's you know, it's always, well, actually is this or actually is that.
Oh, he's cooking you.
Yeah.
Did he say basically. Put the fries in the bag, Dad?
Not yet, but he's working on it.
You can ask him, would you rather have a bearded lizard or have a whole house full of bearded lizards?
No,
just one or a house full. Yeah, you gotta pick one. Yeah,
or be a bearded lizard.
Would you rather have a bearded lizard or be a bearded lizard?
Yeah. He's already told me, you know, that, you know, what Santa's gonna bring.
Oh, he knows.
Yeah, he said he's getting a pet.
Mm, a bearded lizard, perhaps.
Yeah, he said he's getting a pet.
All right, would you rather today for ComboCon? 215-592-9494. Let's go to Chuck in Mount Airy, up on WIP. Hey, Chuck.
Chuck. Yo, Gillio, what's the dealio here?
What's
Chuck,
up,
what's up?
Today is a game day Friday, and I want recklessly speculating Hugh back. Because
reckless
picking against the Eagles, man. I ain't with that. Not in this game, brother. Mm-mm. Not in this game. Let me explain something. Go ahead.
You're right, Chuck. But listen, I always pick the Eagles.
You do. You very often do.
No, because I always believe that the Eagles are the better team.
Yeah.
I don't believe that this is the case going into this game. If anything, I think they are evenly matched. I think this is the best offense that this Eagles team is going
to
face.
The fear is dripping off him.
See,
in the studio,
and
Joe.
And I try to analyze with a straight face.
It's Lions fear.
There's Joe. But this is going to be, like, we've been in some tough battles. We had one last week. There's a lot of factors that go into the reason I feel the way that I feel. That physical game that they had against the Green Bay Packers last week is one of them. The short rest is another huge factor. And the fact that, you know, this team has two home run hitters, especially Jahmyr Gibbs. They got two guys that can tote the rock. And they play action extremely well.
Yeah. They are all valid points, right? But I just remember this team losing to the Vikings at home a couple weeks ago.
Yep.
And, you know what I mean?
We lost to the Giants. They beat the brakes off of us.
Yeah, they did. They did. But we won home. They was home.
But we took an L to a team that had, what, one win?
Chuck,
I
think it's fair to say the Lions are good, right? We all know that. But they're not as great as they were last year. And they've had a couple of stinkers this year. The Vikings game was a stinker they had.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They week one, they couldn't move the football at all. Now they got a new play call, and it worked out last week with Campbell. Yeah. But maybe that was just because the Washington is a terrible football team.
Terrible.
The Lions are good, but they're not unbeatable. Let's be real.
Hey, listen, this is what the Eagles do, right? They're going to do this on Sunday, and the Lions are going to find this out. The Eagles make you play their style of football.
Mm-hmm.
I just remember the NFC Championship last year when the Redskins came in with this high-powered offense, and the quarterback was so dynamic. They beat the Detroit Lions the week before. They came into the NFC Championship game and lost 55-23. The time of possession is going to be the key this week. The Eagles control the time of possession. They win the football game. And before you know it, it's the fourth quarter. The Eagles, they got the ability to make you – they don't play your game. They make you play their game, especially at home. You come in here, you think you're going to have this high-powered offense, you're going up and down the field. You're not going to have many opportunities to do that because they're going to control the clock, I'm telling you. And before you know it, it's going to be the fourth quarter with 8 minutes left, and they're down by two scores. And they got to score quickly, and now we can pin our ears back and rush the quarterback. I believe that we win this game 34-21. And I'm not just saying that because I'm an Eagles fan. I really, truly believe that this team, the Eagles are just, you know, they are ahead of everybody when it comes to, like, making you play their game. You're not going to fall into the trap of a shootout with the Lions. You're not going to do that. We're going to make you play our game. We're going to limit your opportunities to score. And that's just going to be the key to the game. Now listen, about A.J. Brown real quick, right? We're going to be thanking him at the end of this year. And I'm going to tell you why. Every championship team has a 30 for 30 moment. I don't care if it's football, basketball, soccer, hockey, baseball, whatever. Every championship team, you can write a documentary on things that happen throughout the season for them to get to the championship. This is their 30 for 30 moment. This is when they get together as one and they charge towards that Super Bowl, and they can look back at this and say, this was the turning point of our season. You know what I mean? And I truly believe that. Last year was when Sirianni shaved his head, and You know, we all, you know, rallied around him, and we won a championship. This year, A.J. Brown saga, and that's going to propel us to a championship. I truly believe that in my heart.
Chuck, I love it, man. And this is a week where they could get going in that passing game against the Lions defense. All right, Chuck, what do you got for us for Combo-Con, a would you rather?
Yeah, and real quick, rush four. Don't blitz this guy.
Oh, I agree. No, yeah, Chuck, it's you know, Goff is good against the blitz because he gets the rush four. Rush four and get there, get home with the four. Yep.
They got to get home with the four. The offensive line is not as good as it was last year. So, you know, that just go home with the four. I got a would you rather. Would you rather be old? I'm talking about like old, like 80.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
85, 90 years old with a ton of money or be young and broke?
Ooh, that's a fun one.
Oh, that's so easy.
Chuck, appreciate it.
It's young and broke.
Because you have more time to live?
Yeah, man.
You could change your circumstances.
You could make money. You could find a way to make money.
How am I going to do with all that money if I'm 85, man?
Yeah, you can't.
Wearing a diaper.
You can't make extra time.
Screw my kids, man.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
Well,
you don't have kids, so it don't really.
You can't be hurt by it. Yeah, time is the currency you can't get back.
Yeah.
I think we all agree on that. That was an interesting one, though. Mm-hmm. All right, young and broke. I like that one. All right, 215-592-9494, midday show. One quick thing on Chuck was talking about time of possession. You know what I need this week? I need this out of Nick Sirianni on Sunday.
What's that?
I need Nick Sirianni to find his guts again.
You mean like instead of being conservative, Nick? And going into the half, you know, like running the timeout and going into the I got you.
I can't have cowards draws against the Lions because you know who's like not going to be a coward? Campbell.
This feels like it's going to come down to possessions.
Yes, and the Lions are not going to give the ball back to the Eagles. Now the Eagles might take it from them, right? They might stop them, but like, there's no way that Dan Campbell's going to just say, "All right, here's a punt on 4th and 4." No, he's going to go for it. Like that's who they are. And too often this year, Sirianni's become Mr. Conservative, especially the point you brought up, Hugh, right before the half. What was that on Monday night? Like, we had a chance to score points after the fumble, and we're just like, I'll just sit on the ball.
Yeah, that was weird.
Now, maybe in some games, in a low-scoring game, you got to get away with it, like Monday. That's not this one. I need Sirianni to find that aggressiveness. No more coward's draws. Not in this game. Not against the Detroit Lions. Chris in Middletown is up. Hey, Chris.
Happy Football Friday, man.
Happy Football Friday, Chris. What are you feeling?
Actually, that doesn't apply to you, Detroit Douglas. So let me tell you something real quick before I get into some things here. I want to give you my would you rather. And Hugh, this pertains to you since you're, you know, so near the end. Would you rather knowing when you're going to die or how you're going to die?
That's a good one. Well, both of them are bad. I would say how I'm going to go.
I think knowing how could give you an indicator of when, like if you see it coming.
Yeah, I would say how.
Right, but what if the how is in your house walking down the steps? Every time the rest of your life you're just going down the steps, your fear, right?
Not something specific, just like a vague, say, hey, you're going to die.
I think I'd want the when. Then I could plan around that.
I think I'd roll the dice and bet that it's not falling down my steps.
No, it was an example of an everyday thing you do, right? Or just like walking down the street.
I'm saying I think I would take my chances with it not being something I do every day.
Old people fall all the time, man. You got to be careful.
Ask you.
It may be like for you, it might be like walking into a crowd that's chanting something to Robert Lee.
Fire you.
But you know what? Detroit Douglas,
yes.
This is for you.
He was a little late on that one there, brother.
And on Sunday, we're not just playing football, Mr. Douglas.
Yes.
We're stepping into a street fight dressed like an NFL game. And the Detroit Lions, they're walking straight into the wrong damn neighborhood. Mm. They think they could come in here with their chest out, acting like they're built for this? We're going to cave their chest in and drop them to their knees. In Philly, we wake up tough. We breathe tough. We bleed tough. The Lions don't know what it feels like to get hit by Philadelphia energy, pressure, and pain all at once. They're about it. We're going to slam that line of scrimmage like a wrecking ball. We're going to attack until they drop and then foot stomp them into the ground. Because we're the team that dictates the violence. Troy wants to fight ankles. That's key. We tear out from Sunday night. We're hitting them so hard, their helmets will forget their heads. We're collapsing pockets like buildings. We're ripping through gaps like a demolition crew with no brakes. We're flying to the ball with bad intention. The pain and violence that will be inflicted on their body will make them regret they ever suited up. And regret stepping into our city, our house. This isn't a game, it's a statement. Every tackle, send a message. Every catch, lift them up. Every touchdown, break their soul. Let them feel the weight of this city. Let them feel 70,000 strong, ready to bury anything in blue. This is Philadelphia. This is war and pain. This is where the Lions get hunted. Let's go, Hall of Fame, you! Stay with me! E-I-G-L-E-S-E-A-G-L-E-S!
Chris is ready to go on a football
Friday. Yes, he is.
Chris is ready to roll.
That was one of
Chris,
his more man. Violent ones.
It was. Yeah, that one, he brought the violence.
This is going to be a physical
contest. Yes,
I don't think nobody thinks that this is going to be a pillow fight.
No.
Nobody thinks this is going to be a pillow fight.
They're fake tough guys up there, Detroit.
Well, we'll get to Campbell later on. It does seem like he might be a liar. I mean, just a flat-out liar.
A big-time phony,
yeah.
A liar.
Big, fat phony. Put the fries in the bag, Bill.
And we do. We have uncovered some video evidence of Hugh Douglas against Dan Campbell back in the day that we will play for you. It is good stuff. When Dan Campbell tried to block Hugh Douglas, you got to be kidding me with that. OG Wade up on WIP. Hey, OG.
What's up, fellas? How we doing today?
Good, OG. How you doing?
Man, living a dream. You know how it is. The Friday. I just want to try to get Hugh on the right pay on the right foot.
Help me out, OG. Help me out. I'm trying here.
Let's just play a little game of the OG Wade 4-point system. Let's see where it falls at.
Okay.
Hugh and Joe with the Eagles O-line against the Detroit D-line. Who do you think will win that battle?
If you're talking about who's the best, it's probably the Eagles are a better offensive line as a whole, as a position group. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm with you. Eagles.
Okay, so that's 1 point. So it's the Eagles D-line against the Detroit Lions O-line. Who you think will win that battle on Sunday?
If it was 5 weeks ago, I would have said Lions win. But
the Lions are banged up. You're
now,
talking about with them. Yeah, I give them
Phillips
give them that.
And Nolan. I'm with the Eagles here, OG.
So we got 2-0.
Yep, 2-0.
Now, which quarterback will turn the ball over the least?
Well, given the stats, OG, the Jalen's going to turn the ball over this.
Okay. Now, there's one for you, Hugh. Which team will rush the ball more effectively?
Probably them.
The Detroit Lions?
Yeah.
Okay. So we win it 3-1.
3-1. So that's the four point system.
What does that have to do with anything?
That's the four point system.
There's no point in playing the game, though.
I'm just telling you how – you said you want to know – how can the Eagles win the game? Don't just come with feelings. Mm-hmm. I didn't come with emotions.
That's right.
But
he gave you the four-point system, which is undisputable facts.
Okay, OG. Who is statistically the better offense? Who's the better offense by stats?
By stats, they are.
Yeah.
So who's the better defense statistically?
We are.
Okay. But here's the point, OG, that I'm making. This offense that they're running is the best play-action offense that we've seen. We just put these pieces together to our defense, correct?
Yes.
And you know, it's funny because everybody talks about Jared Goff and what he's able to do. He can get the ball in the hands of the playmakers. It's that running game, OG. This is going to be the best running back that we've seen all season long. And guess what we've done all season long? We've given up touchdowns to running back.
We have, though. It's been better since Kobe got back. The run defense has been better.
But at the same time, Hugh, I just gave you the point for the running game. So they got that. They won that battle.
They won the
running game. But we won the other 3 points.
What are the other three? You mean the offensive line grouping and the defensive line grouping? OG,
yeah,
you know what?
And the turnovers.
Let me tell you something, OG, that I know because – and I'm not trying to Ryan Clarkie, but I play in the NFL. That sometimes that dog doesn't hunt. Especially when you talk about may I please be allowed to finish,
sir? I'm sorry.
Especially when you have a team that runs the play action the way that they do and do the trickeration in the offense that they have. They run really, really good offensive plays. They run really good plays. They run reverses.
Yeah, they do.
They run screens. They do all that stuff.
They do a lot. And Fangio against Campbell in only his second game calling plays, that's an interesting wrinkle to see who wins that battle. 215-592-9494. That is how you hop aboard. Are you expecting a win on Sunday? And with your calls, your best would-you-rather questions for CombOcon today. Plus, when we get back on the other side, I want to throw our own Eagles would-you-rather for Sunday's game. That's next. Your phone calls. Midday show on a Football Friday. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.